see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome into June. Unbelievable. First 5 months gone, almost halfway through 2026. This Monday, June 1st edition, your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to go to Lansing and check in with the legislators as they return tomorrow from being off last week. Michigan State Legislature, House, and the Senate. All the lobbyists, special interest groups, politicals, potential candidates for U.S. Senate governor on Mackinac Island last week. Mackinac Public Conference finished up. We're going to get into those stories and what was absolutely a political event that justified state representatives and state senators to not be in session last week. Budget not finalized. Now it's June. They're going to be leaving for 4th of July summer break, and they have to get a budget to the governor's office. House has passed their version. Senate has put up theirs. The governor's put up hers. And now it's time to make the sausage. Put all the ingredients together, stir it up, and see what tastes the best to everybody. So we're going to get into that. We're going to get into some other stories happening in Lansing. But I want to start off this first probably half hour talking about what needs to be done in Iran. Ceasefire, allegedly, supposedly, negotiations going on, coming up with a deal that President Trump will accept, what the Iran regime are willing to accept. God only knows who is actually leading that country, but we'll talk about that here in this opinion piece I found over the weekend. This comes from Robert Chernin. There are moments in history when nations are handed a choice so consequential that future generations will look back and ask a very simple question. When the threat was so obvious and the opportunity existed to stop it permanently, that our leaders have the courage to finish the job. This is one of those moments. For nearly half a century, the world has lived under the shadow of the Iranian regime. Not the Iranian people, not the Persian civilization that gave humanity poetry, science, medicine, philosophy, architecture, mathematics, and culture long before most modern nations even existed. That is the history of the Persian civilization. We'll continue on the other side. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends. The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. This opinion piece written by Robert Chernin to President Donald Trump. Dear Mr. President, finish the job in Iran. See, the problem has never been Iran itself. problem has been that the revolutionary Islamist regime that seized Iran in 1979 and transformed one of the world's great civilizations into the central engine of global terrorism, regional destabilization, religious extreme, and anti-Western aggression. Death to Israel, death to the United States. For 47 years now, presidents, diplomats, intelligence agencies, military planners, and world leaders have all understood the same basic truth, even though many refuse to say it publicly. The regime in Tehran was never interested in coexistence with the world. It was never interested in moderation. It was never interested in peace as the civilized world understands peace. It was only interested in survival, expansion, and revolution. And unlike so many Western leaders who speak in carefully crafted diplomatic language that often means very little, the Ayatollahs actually meant exactly what they were saying from the beginning. Death to America, death to Israel. The West heard this as slogans. The regime meant it as doctrine. That distinction has cost the world dearly. Over the last almost five decades, the regime has left a trail of blood and destruction across the Middle East and beyond. The Beirut barracks bombing, Khobar Towers, Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Houthis. All of these groups set up as proxy militias in both Iraq and Syria, financing terror networks stretching across continents, attacks on shipping lanes, destabilization campaigns against moderate Arab governments, endless efforts to sabotage any possibility of regional peace. Every bomb, every fire, every attack somehow led back directly to Tehran, Iran. And still, administration after administration convinced itself that maybe this time would be different. Maybe another agreement would moderate them. Maybe another sanctions package would put pressure on them. Maybe another release of frozen assets would negotiate stability. Maybe another round of negotiations would produce rational behavior from an irrational regime. History has answered that question over and over again. The regime has used negotiations as a delay tactic. It has used diplomacy as cover. It used sanctions relief as their funding. It used every pause to rearm, regroup, and rebuild. Every time the world wanted peace, the regime saw opportunity. That is why this moment, today, matters so profoundly. Because if the United States, with President Trump as its leader, is finally willing to confront Iran directly, then it must understand something that much of the foreign policy establishment will refuse to admit. This cannot merely be about uranium enrichment for nuclear weapons or reopening the Strait of Hormuz. If the Iranian regime survives, they will rebuild. That is what ideological regimes do. History has taught us and teaches this repeatedly. You cannot negotiate fanaticism out of existence. You cannot manage, quote unquote, revolutionary extremism forever. You cannot continue allowing the same regime that has spent the last 47 years destabilizing the world, the region, to remain in power and somehow expect a different outcome that could last even just 5 or 10 years from now. The centrifuges they're using to enrich uranium are not the core problem. The regime controlling the centrifuges is the problem. The ballistic missiles they have are not the core problem. It's the ideology guiding the missiles and using them is the problem. The Straits of Hormuz is not the core problem. It's the Iranian regime that controls it is the problem. Now we're at a point in time. There's so much of the conversation in Washington becoming dangerously detached from reality. Too many analysts, news media, and Democrat politicians continue to approach Iran as though this is simply another geopolitical disagreement between nations that can be eventually managed through a strategic equilibrium. It is not. This regime views conflict itself as a governing mechanism. External enemies justify their internal repression of their people. Regional chaos justifies military expansion. Permanent revolution justifies permanent control. The author goes on to say, the regime needs constant conflict to survive, which is why merely degrading their capabilities without removing the regime itself risks creating the worst possible outcome. A wounded but surviving revolutionary government becoming even more radicalized, more desperate, and more determined to acquire nuclear weapons at any cost. We have seen this movie before. The world tried containment with North Korea. North Korea possesses nuclear weapons and openly threatens the world with them. The world repeatedly failed to confront gathering threats early in the 20th century because leaders convinced themselves that escalation could always be avoided through negotiations, concessions, and/or delay. History eventually buried that illusion under tens of millions of graves. Weakness has consequences. Delay has consequences. Half measures have consequences. And sometimes the cost of failing to finish a conflict becomes infinitely greater than the cost of ending it decisively when the opportunity exists. What makes this moment even more significant is that Iran no longer exists merely as a regional threat. It has become a cornerstone of the growing anti-Western axis involving China, Russia, North Korea, and other various authoritarian and terror-aligned networks that increasingly cooperate economically, militarily, and strategically against American interests and Western influence. China, in particular, understands exactly what is happening. Beijing does not need America to collapse militarily tomorrow. It simply needs America to gradually lose the will to lead. Every time the United States has hesitated, projects uncertainty, leaves conflicts unresolved, adversaries learn the same lesson. America no longer possesses the confidence to finish what it started. Iran has become one of the most important strategic pieces on the chessboard. Its oil fuel anti-Western alliances. Its geography provides enormous leverage. Its proxies create instability that drains Western attention and resources. Its aggression weakens confidence in American deterrence, which is precisely why removing this regime would send geopolitical shockwaves far beyond the Middle East. A free Iran would fundamentally alter the global balance of power. And this is the part many people still fail to fully understand and appreciate. The Iranian people themselves are not America's enemies. In many ways, they are among the greatest victims of this regime. Millions of Iranians have spent decades living under repression, censorship, corruption, brutality, economic devastation, and fear. Their women have been beaten for refusing compliance. Students speaking out have been imprisoned. Protesters executed. Journalists silenced. Entire generations robbed of the future they should have so easily inherited. Yet despite all of that, the Iranian people continue to resist. That matters. Why does it matter? Because the Iranian people are the ones who are going to have to stand up and overthrow this regime with America and other countries' help. We'll finish this opinion piece after the bottom of the hour news break. Short break. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real,